ගරු ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්බල මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 6ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
හයක් නෙමෙයි මැඩම්, හතක් කියලා කියනවා. ඇත්තටම දෙන්න ඕනේ 8ක්.
හයයි තියෙන්නේ.
Honorable member, we are debating three regulations under the Imports and Exports Control Act and 9 regulations under the Appropriation Act. Now, this debate is primarily to try and stem, these regulations are being passed to try and stem the downsliding of the economy and to stabilize and to some extent bring about growth. But people in the northern province, a province which I represent, honorable member, have long-term problems. This is the acts that we are discussing today and the regulations that we are discussing today are for short-term concerns. With regards to the northern province, if you look at the GDP contribution of the northern province, it's the last place. So we need fairly serious policies in order to be brought into effect if the northern province is to move forward. Now, the matter that I wish to raise, honorable member, is with regards to education, because at the end of the day, education has to be the foundation on which any country can expect development to take place. And in the northern province, the complete opposite is being done. Education in the northern province by the provincial administration, which is controlled by this government through the governor, is deliberately being destroyed. In the northern province, actions carried out under the name of transfers based on exigencies of service have seriously affected education. Transfers can only be carried out under the following circumstances: annual transfers, transfers based on exigencies of service, disciplinary action. Transfers on the basis of exigencies of service can only be carried out under the following three circumstances: when there is an urgent and immediate need for a teacher in a particular school; two, when the service of the specific teacher is specifically required for a particular school; three, when retaining a teacher in a particular station or school leads to problems or disturbances. Only under these three circumstances can a transfer be made on the grounds of exigencies of service, without any consultation with teachers, trade unions or their participation. The Northern Province Education Authorities arbitrarily transferred 193 teachers under the pretext of exigencies of services. According to Chapter 3, Section 3.3 of the Establishment Code, Section 188 of the Northern Province Public Service Establishment Procedural Rules, published in Extraordinary Gazette Number 1817/30, dated 3/7/2013, clearly states, I quote, "One or more transfer boards shall be established in every department where there are 25 or more transferable officers," unquote. Further, Section 259 of the Extraordinary Gazette Number 2310/29, dated 14/12/22, states as follows, quote, "Before a public officer is transferred on the grounds of exigencies of service, the delegated authority or appointing authority must personally satisfy itself that such a requirement has genuinely arisen, as referred to in Section 258, and that the transfer cannot be postponed until the next annual transfer process. This matter is also referred to in Section 208 of the National Provincial Public Service Establishment Procedural Rules under Gazette number 1817/30, dated
3/7/2013.
Furthermore, as specified under the category of transfers classified under Section 185, these transfers should have been carried out only under the category of annual transfers. Madam, in view of the irregularities of the northern province in the way in which they have handled this transfer, many teachers who had already received annual transfers have still not been released from their respective schools by the northern provincial education authorities. The appeal submitted by teachers affected by these transfer based on exigencies of services have also been handled by the Northern Provincial Public Service Commission in a politically influenced, discriminatory and vindictive manner, As a result, the fundamental rights of many affected teachers have been severely violated, including the rights to livelihood of both teachers and their dependent members. The irregularities committed by the Northern Provincial Public Service Commission is in handling these appeals include victimizing teachers in violation of Section 4.4 of the Northern Provincial Transfer Policy. Two, although service in the islands, Vadamarachi East and other similar areas had been consistently treated as equivalent to outstation services up to 2025 by transfer board decisions, only certain teachers who served in such areas were selectively victimized. Many affected teachers had completed more than 6 years of services in areas considered equivalent to outstation services, and several had submitted medical documents. Despite this, they have been victimized for speaking in the media against injustices committed against them. Teachers currently teaching in English medium subjects were victimized under the guise of service requirement. Despite there being no actual requirement for such transfers in the recipient district schools. This has also adversely affected rights students studying under these under those teachers. Finally, whilst teachers who had served for more than 6 years in the island zone, I'm winding up, previously considered equivalent outstation services were transferred to other districts, individuals who had never served in the outstation or equivalent services areas, they were transferred into the island zone. This is discriminatory, Honourable Member. I hope the government, if they are true to this word, that they genuinely are not discriminating against the people of the Northeast, and that they truly want the Northern Province, which today is in the last place with regards to GDP contribution to this country, to develop, then the last thing they must do is to act in this arbitrary and discriminatory way with regards to education in the Northern Province. And the Northern Province education comes under directly the President, because the Governor and the Administrator and the Northern Province comes directly under the control of the government today. Thank you.